This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, I think it is. You may not think a pleasure to be with me, but I think it's a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm just keeping an eye on what's going on with this shutdown. Or potential shutdown. You know, it's funny how Lindsey Graham is blaming Trump for this. Lindsey Graham. I mean, the guy's got the spine of wet spaghetti. Even if you tied five of them together. Right? Nothing to stand on. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch going on up there. You need to be involved in the conversation. Seriously, there's a live chat room going on at therealside.com. There's also a Facebook feed happening, right? You can head over there on Facebook, and smarter people than I there in the Facebook feed. A lot happening there as well. Yeah, the Democrats are prioritizing illegal immigration. Think about this. It's at the top of their list. Now, look. Again, you've heard me say it. I'm not going to repeat myself. I'm going to be like President Billy Bob Clinton. You know, I'm going to tell you people one last time, and I ain't going to say it again. Remember he said that? About not having sex with that woman? Yeah, that was a lie. But seriously, the DACA kids, if they were brought here at a very young age, they don't know, they truly didn't know they were illegal. Then give them a path. Give them a path. Not the parents. Them. But if they've been told, if they know, they knew, and they did absolutely nothing to fix it, that's a different story. Pelosi and Schumer just don't care. Because again, remember, even in this temporary stopgap measure, the sick children program, that's in there with the six-year extension, right? Now you're talking about the safety of our troops. We can't get the parts and the pieces they need to keep the planes running. You shut down the maintenance. Now they're going to try to blame it on Republicans. This is all about them. Social Security benefits. They can pass this. We're talking about a short-term thing. 30 days later, they can jump on this again. So good luck. I you know what? I hope the Dems do shut it down. Seriously. Even if for a couple days, shut it down. Take the heat. This is a political game for now. They've always been better at it than the Republicans. Republicans don't know how to stand strong. They'd much rather score political points and, you know, get their base all burned up or all ginned up. But I think more and more and more and more and more American people on both sides are seeing the issues. And I love it. And I think it's wonderful. Pelosi, one of our favorites. You know, there was all this noise last week about how President Trump slurred his words. So he must be addicted to something. There's something definitely wrong with him. He's got issues he has to deal with. Blah, 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 blah. They beat this up, didn't they? But now, you got Nancy Pelosi. Does she need to retire? Has she got a problem with her drugs? Maybe it's the mix of her drugs. I don't know. You know, is she on prescription? Maybe she's not on anything. But it's like, who was that aunt on Bewitched? Remember the one who couldn't get words, get nervous, and she, right? She couldn't get any words out of her mouth. Aunt Clara.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Aunt Clara. Remember that? I mean, seriously, you can put them up side by side. Take a listen. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard on it. Tell me when we come back here.
We built that inspired, on that weekend, inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King when he said, inspired by Dr. King's call for fairness, opportunity, and equal opportunity and equal...
I can't say that.
Access to equality. It's really sad. 83% of the benefits go to the top 1%. Now, let's talk about working poor people. It's really sad. Lower the cost of living for American workers. We can start by lowering the cost of prescription drugs. What has happened this week that is, I don't want to say different. Yeah.
All right. So some of you can't see. But when she said, what is happening this week, or what happened this week, her mouth kept moving. It was almost like she couldn't find the exact word to say. And both sides of her mouth were moving, but nothing was coming out. Now, look, if she truly has a medical issue, I'm not going to make fun of her. But frankly, I got to tell you, she doesn't. She thinks she's a member. She thinks she's a great legislator. That she's got it together, that she can make things happen. Seriously. Now, she's 77 years old. Now, see, here's the fun thing about it. Now, people are going to go, oh, look, he's making fun of the old woman. No, I'm not making fun of the old woman. I'm making fun of the old person. She is 77 years old. She has obviously got some issues, some challenges, just like Waters does. Right? Sheila Jackson Lee, I don't think she has the same issues D2 has. I don't think she's got the brain cell activity to have the same issues that D2 have. But that's just my personal opinion. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, get involved in a conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch you could do up there. There's a whole bunch you could do to get involved. That would be nice, wouldn't it? And then you can give me your email address, because we send out one email a week. That's it. Let you know who's going to be in the show, topics we'll be covering, that kind of stuff, our new sponsors. Got to check out the American Flag sponsor. You really do. And I've got one of the flags, hand-stitched, great. I mean it's what do they call it? Embroidered. Yeah, that's the word. Embroidered. And if you get the no-wrap, the no-tangle pole, it's even better. It's really cool. Look, when Tammy's impressed with a product, it's impressive. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the this always, you know, I love some of these stories. Like, you know, California, we are taxing the crud out of everybody. Now they're talking about taxing, what is it? Because now that we're no longer California, New York, and a few other states, you're not going to be able to write off those big tax fees that you pay on your federal form. So now what happens is some of you, I don't know if you know this, but tax money that goes back to the feds when you pay your taxes, you know, in the states, a portion of it comes back, goes back to the state for different things and what have you. So now California's going to lose another big chunk of change. Well, they can't afford to do that because they don't know how to stop spending. So the Californians, legislators now looking to tax people based on what they don't have to pay any longer in taxes. So first off, they're going to tax your mileage, right? Let's start there. And now they're going to look at how much you've written off and how much of that they can tax. Because they know they're losing money. It's very confusing to me. When I was reading it, I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Now you're not allowed to write off the taxes from the state, right? On your federal form. So you're going to end up paying a little bit more in taxes there. California thinks you're going to be saving money in taxes, and they're going to hit you with a higher tax rate. It's going to get to the point where people are going to go running out of here, right? And apparently, to a degree, they already are. Now, according to The Hill, people are flocking to low tax states. And that could do a couple of things. It could swing future elections. Now, about a couple months back, friends and families prepared to gather for the holiday season, the men and the women, and U.S. Census Bureau were busy releasing their latest annual estimates of population changes. Now, with the hustle and the bustle of the season, many Americans missed that whole thing with the new data. That's because we were all excited about the stock market rising like crazy. The new census estimates detailed how states have grown since the last full census in 2010. Now, the estimates provided some real fascinating insight on what we can expect from the quickly approaching 2020 census. Right? Now, some people are really weird. They follow this stuff from year to year. I don't. I have to go read it and look it up. A report authorized with the Arthur Laffer for the past decade, Rich States, Poor States, has tracked the movement of Americans who vote with their feet across state lines. You know, the research provides policymakers, you know, with data linking the migration of the state and the state levels, how they grow, how they shrink, where people are moving, why, where, how, when. In general, states that keep taxes low and provide a competitive business climate, they perform better. So states that keep prices down, costs down, taxes down, right, and help businesses grow, they seem to do better. In terms of overall population changes over the past year, though, finding is once again confirmed. The United States has grown to nearly 327 million residents. Those are the ones that are out. I still think we have a bunch of them. Probably have another 20 that are hidden. With highly competitive economics in Idaho, Nevada, and Utah leading the way is in percentage of growth. Now, it's important to note that the overall population growth takes into account a couple of factors here, right? Birth rates, death rates, international immigration, domestic migration. The data provides a key barometer for policymakers as states compete for Americans who continue to vote with their feet. That's why Texas does so well. At least once every 10 years, right, the political class in Washington, they pay close attention to these state population flows. I mean, these numbers are a big deal. And if you watch the trends over the years, you can see that people don't want to pay more in taxes. And I got news for you. If you got a really large room of people together, you'd find out the majority of people don't want handouts from the government either. A lot of people would love to do more on their own. And again, no, I don't want to pay high taxes and still do more on my own. I want you to tax me appropriately. Tax me to the point where it makes sense. Not here in California. With every deficit, they don't curb spending. They up the tax rates. In 2017, census estimates can be used to give a year overview change from 2016. Estimates are based on a longer trend line. Data gives a nice summary of estimates for the congressional seat changes coming up in 2020. Now, states gaining districts, states that are growing and may add more districts, Arizona, Colorado. Now, Colorado's growing, but so is their unemployment rate. So is their homeless rate. Yeah, I wonder why. Florida looks like it might pick up two districts. Montana, North Carolina, Oregon, and Texas. Texas may pick up as many as three. What does that tell you? How many people moving there? What does that tell you? States losing districts could be Alabama, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. So you're gonna see states decrease in population. It ain't because they're cold. They're tired of the tax rates. They're tired of the loony legislators, which I don't understand, because if you got to get rid of them, do your homework. Help people understand how to get rid of these people. You know what I mean? Don't play it out. Get rid of these legislators, and you won't have these issues where you have to move out because your taxes are out of control. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The weenies in the Senate have failed, to pass, what do you want to call it, a continuing resolution? Right? They have not avoided a shutdown of the government, which I think is, I'd say shutting them down helps us because they won't spend as much money. But last time, in a short shutdown we had, they still spent $4 billion. These guys don't know how to stop. Maybe we have to shut off their credit cards or something. I don't know. But the thing that bothers me the most about this, I got to tell you something. Enough with the rules. Enough with playing nice. Enough with being the good guy, if you would. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're playing by the rules, and these aren't laws. These are rules that these guys set up to play by years ago when a lot of these people had integrity, and they had ethics, and they understood, and they weren't trying to take tax money from legal Americans and give it to illegal Americans. The Dems have shown no real interest, no real genuine interest in working with President Trump or the Republicans. They pretty much vote right down party lines on everything. I don't like what the Republicans do either. You've heard me screaming about that as well. Right? So enough. I think it's enough. I think what they should do, they should start plowing through. There should be a short reset here for a couple of days. They should come back and start plowing through some of these rules, some of these, illegal immigration laws that they haven't put together yet. Right? And enough, I don't know if you guys realize this, but a lot of these rules that they're pushing through with, they're just agreements that have been made over the years. They're not law. You only need a majority to win. You only need a majority to push some of these through. You're not negotiating. I'm tired of hearing about how Schumer and Pelosi and Dick Durbin are negotiating in good faith. You're not negotiating in good faith when you want to take American tax dollars and give it to illegals. You're not negotiating in good faith. And, you talk about the party the delusional obstructionists, those are the Democrats right now. You just took money. Democrats, you did this. Can't blame us. This is you. You just took money away from the military. Not only did you take their raises away, You took away the money to protect them. They can't maintain equipment now because they don't have money to do that. Hey, you can't. We can't get their flak jackets and we can't get their ammunition in now because you shut down the government. All because you want to protect, well, not just one thing, but a multitude of things. But one in particular, deferred action for childhood arrivals. Now, here's the deal with that. This whole extension was temporary, 30 days. You still have 60 days as a whole to deal with DACA. So what's your line on this? What's your angle on this? And I hope this hurts some hardworking Americans, Democrats, who look up and go, my party did what? And then you get slapped in 2018. Sure, you deserve it. DACA is not a law. It's not reality. It was created by President Obama via executive order that allows children to remain here temporarily. It's still a temporary order. So it's time for Republicans to stop playing games. It's time for Republicans to stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules and start fighting guerrilla warfare because the Dems do it. Stop saying we're not like them. We're not going to play at that level. What is that level? What is so bad about that level? How about we start there? Tell me what's so wrong with playing like that. Tell me. I don't think you can. Ugh. You guys drive me nuts. Just nuts. Under the Good Lot bill, DACA recipients would not be deported. They would get temporary legal status that could be renewed every 3 years. Right? He also wants to get rid of the diversity. This would get rid of the diversity lottery that admits almost 60,000 immigrants to the U.S. each year. Need to go to a merit-based lottery. You need to go to it. Not we should. We ought to. We should think about. We need to go to it. Why does everybody just get to come here, even if they don't add anything to the bottom line? And I'm not even talking money-wise. Right? But again, they do what they do so well. Right? They've got the Republicans running scared. You know, you guys, you Republicans in the Senate. Now, I get what Senator Rand Paul's saying. Right? He wants to cut the bill. He wants to stop the spending. But this is a 30-day fix. He's got 30 days to work it out with somebody else. So this, I'm not so sure I agree with him on this one either. I know some of you are going, well, it's going to start somewhere. Well, it doesn't start with a 30-day reset. It doesn't start with a 5-day extension. It starts with a long-term bill. These guys haven't passed a full budget since the mid-90s. Or on time. Let me rephrase that. They haven't passed a full budget since the mid-90s. Just not on time. Democrats want a DACA fix, including the government funding bill here and now. House Speaker Paul Ryan and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy can give them what they want. Democrats can vote for the DACA fix, put it forward, and see what happens to it. See, they want the extension. They don't want to do a 30-day fix or a 5-day fix for DACA. They want a fix that goes out years. And while they're jerking that around, while warships are building up in the South China Seas, while the Russians are incurring into getting closer to our ships and our planes on a regular basis, the Dems are screwing around with our safety. And you can, you know, you guys that are friends of mine that are going to start writing on Facebook tonight about thank God for the Dems. So from this point forward, every American soldier that gets killed, whose neck is that on? It's on the Democrats. You could have passed this tonight. This was a short extension. You could have passed this tonight. And you've had all this time to work it through. You knew this was coming up. And all of a sudden, you're rushing to the White House tonight. You're rushing to the Hill to work it through. It's drama. It's self-made drama. And you Republicans, get off your butts and do what you were sent here to do. Get away from the procedures. Get away from the garbage stuff that you've bought into over the years and pass this stuff. Right? You know that the Democrats, look at, you know what I hope? I hope we skate along to November. And then I hope we hold the House. And then I hope we hold, we get the seats we need in the Senate to plow through some of these things for 2 years. Seriously. And then what I'm going to do is if the Republicans don't push through, if they don't really make things happen the way they should, I'm going to work my buns off to get every one of them removed. Because you give them the tools that they need, if they don't step it on, if they don't do it, they don't deserve to stay. Trump supports strong immigration national security provisions. He doesn't want there to be a government shutdown. We didn't want one. Now, Chairman Goodlatte has introduced an immigration compromise bill that both sides should agree on. Republican leaders should attach it to a responsible two-year government funding bill. Now, that would be, you know, again, they keep kicking this down the road. We keep, look, it's not the Democrats' fault that we keep kicking this down the road. We can get tough. Republicans can get tough on this. They can pass, again, these are agreements made, not laws. These are, quote-unquote, gentlemen agreements made in the House and the Senate. That can be changed. Easily changed, actually. They need to change it. Enough. Okay? Enough. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just in some of the stuff, it still got me pretty teed off, if you would. I don't get it. I don't get why they could break it up, as some of you have suggested. Why they don't, I don't know. What the heck? Yeah, that's not exciting. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with me and you're spending time with me and that kind of thing. You know, Ray in the chat room said, when is the government simply going to enforce the current immigration laws, or any laws for that matter, instead of making more? They never do. Come on, you already know this. I wouldn't have wasted my time on that. And the only reason I say it that way is these guys, we see it in California all the time. Stuff doesn't work. They don't like something. They don't like the way a certain law is working or goes down. They just go and they change it. And then when they're done changing it, right? Then when they've decided that now it does what they wanted to do. When in reality it doesn't. It never fixes it. They don't go back and check it. They never go back and check these things and see how they do. It's always been a, again, like I like the, our buddy Yul Brynner, it's always been a puzzlement to me. These laws should, a lot of these laws should sunset like in 5 years or 8 years or 10 years max. And you have to go back and fix them. You have to go back and make them different. And you're right about the immigration law. There's no reason in the world. They just need to change this. I mean, they just need to change the way they go about it. We need to get, you know, I heard the other day that we had Border Patrol agents. We're almost 2,000 shy. And we lose them on a daily basis. And part of the reason we lose them, do you know what the base pay is for a Border Patrol agent? It's got to be one of the worst jobs in the world. Anybody know? $48,000. I mean, I realize you get benefits and such, but $48,000 is a base pay, starting pay, and to have rocks thrown at you, bullets thrown at you, isn't worth it. I wouldn't do it. It isn't worth it. That's why I always say, you know, let's pay these guys properly. They can go to other police departments and make more money. They need more training. They need more gear. We need to take care of them, period. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Because I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And I'll bring, you know, I'll bring the information as it comes. You know, we were talking earlier, or I was talking earlier. I don't know what you guys were talking about. how people are moving out of these states, that, you know, high-tax states into lower tax states. And once they head that way, they start seeing how much better it is, how much lower the taxes, how much easier it is to live in those places. I wonder if they'll switch parties. I wonder if they'll take a different attitude towards all that. Right, it looks like New York is going to lose another seat in 2020 at the rate that they're going, according to, and that's according to the Census Bureau, not Joe Messina. I hope they do. They deserve to. Right? On a more optimistic note, if you would, a duo of non-income tax states, key factor in economic competitiveness, Florida and Texas, are likely big winners in the 2020 election cycle. Like I said earlier, Florida looks like it'll gain two seats, while Texas may gain three. I'm good with all that. I think it's fine. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Texas has gained a seat in every census cycle since 1940. Now Florida has gained a seat way back in the early 1900s or 19th century. And Americans are voting more and more with their wallets in response to policy decisions, state competitiveness, and so on. I know business people that have moved out of state brought their businesses somewhere else because they couldn't handle it in California anymore. If we're truly supposed to be the land of opportunity, I mean, some of these guys haven't read their history books ever. Or their minds have gone sideways, because think about it. Why did we start? How did we start? Wasn't it taxation without representation? It's the same thing here. Those guys are in D.C. They have absolutely no clues to what's going on in their home states or in their areas. You know, if they keep taxing these Californians to death, the Republicans won't have to do anything. They won't have to do anything in California to take it back. The Dems will do all the work for us. Anyway, it's always amazing to me to watch these numbers come up. And frankly, like I said the other day, you guys over there in Maryland, is it Maryland or West Virginia or whatever it is where Manning is running? I don't even remember now. See, I pushed it out of my head already. Maryland, sorry. Right? If you guys elect Manning, you deserve what you get. You deserve a treasonous person. You deserve someone that doesn't really care about you, only cares about what they think. There'll be no representation from Manning to you people. None at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A friend of mine, Larry Elder, wrote a piece that I thought was pretty good, where he was comparing some of the things between Trump and Obama. You know, again, that loon Democrat, Al Green, remember him? I always thought he was a singer, but apparently not the same guy. So Representative Al Green out of Texas, a Democrat, earlier tried to impeach Trump again. Now, you talk about somebody who's just brain dead. Sorry, but he's just being brain dead. He never gets more than, like, I think this time he got 60 votes on his side in the House. And I don't know if he thinks he's doing something or he's bringing something new to the table or what. You know, the Democrats say that Trump won because of the collusion with Russia. Now we're finding out that, you know, there was no collusion with Russia. The collusion with Russia was with the Clintons and the DNC. The Democrats want the president out because they don't like him, period. They don't like his policies. They don't like him. They don't like what he's been able to do. He's pushing forward to build a wall. He's doing all the things that they hate and that they're 180 degrees against. Now, in 2006, 26 Democrat senators, including Hillary Clinton, and then Senator Barack Obama, I'm surprised he showed up, they voted to fund hundreds of miles of barriers and fencing. And every Senate Democrat voted in 2013 for border security. It was called the Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, which again called for hundreds of miles of barriers. But Trump calls for it, and he's a racist. He's a xenophobe. That's according to Representative Al Green out of Texas. Called Trump a bigot in the White House, who incites hatred and hostility. Which is really funny, because it only seems to incite hatred and hostility in the left. You notice that? Maybe they have some kind of gene that this gets tripped with. Maybe they have a different chemical makeup than the rest of us. I don't know. Not a doctor, and I'm not willing to make those kind of determinations, right? Now, the Democrats have a whole new standard for impeachment. And if we apply those to President Obama, I wonder what would happen. So his decision in 2011 to pull all the troops from Iraq against the advice from his national security team, and President George W. warned his successor about this, Bush turned around the Iraq war with his controversial surge, a troop increase of about 21,000. Then former President Dick Cheney in October 2011, 2 months before Obama pulled out all the troops, said that Bush's 2007 agreement envisioned a negotiation for a stay-behind force. Right? So Obama went against them. Once again, it's the last presidency. He went against his counsel. Remember, he called when he was Senator Obama, he called the Iraq War dumb, not needed. He opposed Bush's surge. Right? But the surge did work. And in 2008, the violence subsided. Right? And it was all because of the American soldiers. And then what happens? Oblamo pulls them, and the place blows up again. So why wasn't he brought up on impeachment charges? Why didn't they work towards impeachment for him? I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots more coming up after the break. The loons in California are now charging. Oh, you got to hear this. They're charging employees of the state for using too much fuel on planes. I'll explain that on the other side. We'll be right back.